The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes? There comes a time, and that time is, let's get down to the essentials. The essentials. Serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation.
And impend and good afternoon and welcome to The Essentials. This is your host, Hubert Edwards, and we are in for a wonderful, wonderful conversation this afternoon. As usual, you are on The Essentials, The Reset. We usually have conversations around current affairs. We usually have conversations around issues impacting the country, the region, and the world. This evening, it's going to be no different. We're going to be talking about a particular subject matter, which is fundamentally, fundamentally important for country, important for region, and important for anyone who has an interest therein. We have gathered a group of individuals from around the Caribbean, from as far as Guyana, as close as Turks and Caicos, and from right here in the Bahamas. And we are going to be looking at this issue of mediation. We are going to be exploring our contribution of mediation in a modern society. When we look across the landscape of the Bahamas, when we understand the level of conflicts which is reigning, whether it's on a personal level, relationship level, whether it's in business, when we look at the situation with the courts, when we understand and we appreciate the level of backlog which is in the court system, then you know that this evening, this topic is for you. And so we entreat you to join us in a short while. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get right into the conversation. I will introduce my guest on the other side of the break, exploring the relevance and contribution of mediation in a modern society. You're listening to The Essentials, The Reset. Don't move. Come right back.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Next Level Solutions.
Next Level Solutions. Solutions.
At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions, practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Oh, darling.
And welcome back to The Essentials, The Reset. We are having ourselves a conversation this evening. I want to welcome to the radio show for the first time Miss Anne-Marie Thompson from Turks and Caicos Island. We have Miss Brasset Henry from Guyana and Mr. Kenyon Jervis from right here in the Bahamas. And each of these individuals, all these individuals are students of the Eugene Depuis Law School. And this evening we're exploring a matter which is of importance to them and to myself, and also importance to the society. Socrates said, the secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And it is in this vein that we want to discuss this idea of mediation, because mediation, while represents an important part of what the new future is going to be, the new future for dealing with conflicts, the new future for extending the legal system, the new future for extending the judicial system. And so when we consider what we are faced with in a society where conflicts become the norm amongst family members, amongst business persons, amongst individuals who interact at the society level on an ongoing basis, we will understand tonight, once our presenters are finished, you will have a full appreciation of the benefit and the value. We want to look at it from the perspective of how it impacts society. The effects of mediation achieves an important thing in the process of resolving conflicts compared to many other traditional legal ways of solving and creating dispute resolution. It's indicative of the fact that there is a significant potential in mediation as an agent of positive change in the society. And one of the fundamental aspects of this is that it does not simply cause a conflict to be resolved, but the process to which that conflict goes creates foundation for building a better relationship, or having individuals who are more open to be productive in society. So the task of every modern society and all its citizens is to provide an appropriate mechanism for achieving the highest degree of justice. It doesn't matter which country you're in, it doesn't matter where you live, that is one of the highest aspirations that most citizens have. However, this ideal in modern society is not very easily attained, because the traditional systems of dispute resolution has shown not to have the flexibility, has shown not to be responsive enough, and has shown to be under the burden of significant inefficiencies and ineffectiveness in order to produce the results that we are seeking as a society, results which will help society to grow, to develop, to expand.
But when we think about the social realities that we are faced with, inequity in wealth, disparity in power, disparity in opportunities, we understand that the existing formal legal system, regardless of the level of objectivity, regardless of how much we put into it to ensure fairness and access, it's simply not going to be sufficient to deal with our changing, evolving, emerging, expanding society. And so we have to move to the place where we get to just a little less formality within certain rules. We have to get to the place where we can solve issues, we can solve issues which appear in corporation, we can solve issues which impact the wider community. And that is what we are going to be speaking about tonight. Before I bring on our first presenter, our first main presenter, I just want to give you a quick overview in the form of just setting the tone of what mediation is. And one could accept this definition as it's a process in which you have an impartial person who's referred to as a mediator. And this individual helps the parties to try to reach mutually acceptable resolution of their dispute. And that term there, mutually acceptable, I think is the bedrock, it's the foundation, it's the fundamental difference compared to the formal legal system. The mediator in this instance does not decide how the dispute is going to be resolved, but helps the parties to communicate so that they can try to settle the dispute themselves. That's so, so much important. Rather than you being handed a result, imagine you working through the issues involving this conflict and you coming up with a solution which you are fully satisfied. What is so important about that? At the end of the day, relationships either become stronger or more tenable, maintaining for the future. Mediation leaves the control of the outcome to the parties. And so if you're out there and you're listening, this is the point that we want to make to you this evening, that you have the power to decide to help to shape your decision, being more open-minded, by being more accepting, and by understanding that the formal legal system is not the only way of doing this, but certainly there are other means, broadly referred to as alternative dispute resolution, but mediation, the one we focus on, I believe holds significant value, certainly for the Bahamas and for the rest of the region. I'm now going to invite Ms. Brassett Henry to take us through the mechanics of mediation. Brassett, welcome to the Essentials.
Hi, good night, everybody. So to continue off of what Mr. Edwards would have just mentioned, I would like to point out that there is no single uniform accepted definition of mediation. And this lack of uniformity stems from the reality that mediation can mean many different things in different contexts. Mediation is a process of which can be adapted to many distinctive types of disputes. Although arbitration is probably the most common alternative dispute resolution mechanism used outside of the courtroom, due to the relatively recent proliferation of arbitration contract clauses, mediation is being used with increasing frequency. Commercial disputes often arise between parties who, out of necessity, must be able to maintain an amicable working relationship. Simply, mediation is an ADR method in which a third party naturally assists conflicting parties in order to reach a mutually dreamed agreement. Whether an agreement results or not, and whatever the content of that agreement is, if any, the parties themselves determine rather than by the third party. So at this juncture, I'll present a general overview of the mediation process. As mentioned above, there is no uniform definition of mediation. Owing to that, it would not be possible to illustrate the mediation process unquestionably. Nowadays, lots of authors try to categorize phrases of mediation, and some of them have very instructive descriptions, and they have proven to be helpful because they provide fundamental information as to the processes, which will generally be followed by the conflicting parties. Mediation usually commences upon a request of one party to solicit the participation of other parties to the dispute. Upon receiving the request of mediation, the prospective mediator shall declare that there is no conflict of interest between him or herself and parties of the dispute. Next, the mediator will contact all relevant parties in order to explain the mediation process and secure participation of the parties. After receiving consent of relevant parties to proceed with mediation, the mediator will send agreement to mediate, of which a formal document that demonstrates the expectations of the parties and the mediator when negotiation process begins. The agreement is normally in contractual form and contains, amongst other things, guarantees regarding the confidentiality of the process, the finality of the agreement reached, and the authority to settle. The parties usually sign such agreement in the first mediation meeting. The mediator will confirm that all parties participating agree to the authority to settle the case. As noted earlier, the mediation process comprises of several stages. Normally, the mediation process initiates with a brief to the point and informal mediator's opening statement that includes details as to the mediation process and roles of both parties and the mediator. Following the mediator's opening statement, the party opening statements will be delivered to the mediator. The party opening statements involves a summary of the facts, issues, and desired outcome. The party opening statement affords an opportunity for the mediator to examine the party's position in order to proceed in a productive manner. Subsequently, the mediation process will continue with facilitated negotiation. Through the facilitated negotiation period, the mediator will attempt to facilitate incremental compromise from both parties towards settlement. This is accomplished most significantly by helping the parties to expand the sources by identifying assets not previously described by the parties and by redefining or reconfiguring certain assets, or by looking for non-economic assets that may be of some value to the parties. The mediator is entitled to conduct private meetings with each other together with the mediation meetings. These private meetings are termed as caucus and allow parties to address issues which are not appropriate to discuss or disclose in open sessions, such as strengths and weaknesses of particular aspects of the case. Caucus meetings are strictly confidential, and thus parties of a dispute at stake are feeling significantly freer to disclose confidential information as to their case and their claims. The parties are entitled to mediation whenever they deem such process as insufficient. Nonetheless, if the parties find a common way to settle the dispute at stake, the mediator will assist the parties with regard to the closure. At this stage, the mediator has two roles to play in the closure scene. First, the mediator will assist parties to reach a point of final, formal acceptance of the settlement. Furthermore, the mediator is under obligation to remind the parties of the finality of any agreement reached through mediation process. Second, the mediator will also assist the parties while crafting the agreement, because most successful mediation meetings result with an agreement that is final, permanent, and immediate. It should be noted that the basic principles of mediation are impartiality, self-determination, and informed consent. I know you're probably wondering how one selects an appropriate mediator. Unfortunately, there are no prerequisites to becoming a mediator. In order to transmit our dispute into safe hands, it would be the most utmost importance to select a mediator who has significant knowledge and experience with regards to dispute or the specific disputes in question. The most important factor to consider while determining the mediator, of course, is the training and experience of the mediator, as well as any related professional training. So, to reiterate everything I've mentioned earlier, mediation is deemed as an important dispute resolution mechanism for the vast majority of disputants due to its non-adversarial, flexible, and efficient nature. Considerable discussions as to whether mediation is the most desirable ADR method. Due to this, disputants shall outweigh the benefits and risks of applying mediation in first. Therefore, a thorough discussion on the pros and cons of mediation shall follow.
And thank you so much, Ms. Brassett Henry, speaking to us all the way from Guyana and via the Eugene Deputy Law School. And she took us through a number of fundamental issues as it relates to mediation. And so I just want to break down a couple of things for you. First of all, you have the various stages through which the mediation process is structured. And, you know, we have in the Bahamas a cadre of very, very experienced individuals who sit really at the top of the profession, so to speak, as it relates to arbitrator or individuals who can do alternative dispute resolution. You know, when one consider the level of disputes we have seen in the Bahamian society, when one consider the extent to which persons are now seeking the support of the court to solve their daily problems, in many instances, these are issues between family members. We must consider that we have the option of placing in safe hands. And I want to say to you, you can find information on CR, the Chartered Institute of Arbitrators. There's a branch right here in the Bahamas. There's also ABR Bahamas, where you will find professionals who have the ability to walk you through this process. And one of the things that we must remember, we must understand before we get into the pros and the cons, that there is a utility, an important utility for mediation as a form of resolution. And so, as you would have heard pointed out by Ms. Henry, mediation may be particularly useful when parties have a relationship that they want to preserve and continue. The question I have for you is, how many persons listening to us this evening have a dispute with someone who is close to them, family member? But let's step away from the family member for a bit, even though that is important, very, very important. But what about a dispute with your business partner? Are you going to take it to court? And having taken it to court where one will win and the other will lose, a productive comes to an end. And nobody is making money anymore. And then what? The point we're making here and what we want you to walk away with is that mediation is an effective way of dealing with this, of addressing the emotional flare-up which is involved in this process. And in the hands of a very effective mediator who can hear the parties, who can know how to manage and strategize and help persons to communicate and reach deep down and find the fundamental issues which are causing the rift and causing the conflict and solve them in a non-destructive manner. So we get to a place where we can maintain and build sustainably the relationships that we have. Isn't that different, fundamentally different, from what you may have been thinking about And we share later how some of these things actually not only impact those two individuals or those parties, but have important spillovers for the society at large, mediation. So at this point in time, we're going to introduce from the Bahamas via Eugene Depew's Law School, Mr. Kenyon Jervis. And he's going to take us through some of the pros and cons of mediation, because like everything else, we want you to fully appreciate that nothing comes without a little bit of pain. So there's upside and there is a downside. And in order to present this to you in a balanced way, from a balanced perspective, we're going to give you the pros and cons. So we want to welcome now Mr. Kenyon Jervis.
Good evening, Mr. Edwards. Thanks for having me. And good evening, listeners. So like Mr. Edwards said, one of the things that we want to make sure is that people go in open. So we just want to go ahead and run through a couple of points that kind of identify for our listeners the disadvantages and advantages of mediation. So the first thing you want to know about mediation is not compulsory. Mediation is completely elective. You and the other party decide to go ahead and get at a resolution. You make that decision. It's on you. It's no pressure to go ahead and do it. It just calls for you to cooperate and go ahead and get started. Second, the concern around the enforceability of mediation. You could come to an agreement, but unfortunately in mediation, sometimes it's unenforceable, especially if the parties don't want to cooperate. So you may still need the assistance of the law to go ahead and get your agreement enforced. Also, The resolution is not guaranteed. So when you go to mediation, you don't always come up with a resolution. But again, that's dependent on the party. If you're serious about having an effective solution, you're going to get down to it and you're going to come up with a solution that's going to be effective for everyone. The other issue that may have during mediation is parties withholding information. And just like with any relationship, if you're not sharing information, if you don't have clear disclosure, it's going to be really difficult to come to a resolution. So when you make that decision to go ahead and use mediation as your dispute resolution, you want to make sure that you're willing to share. The other issue is make sure you choose a skilled, which mentioned that here in the Bahamas, we have local arms of CRB and ABR. So you want to make sure that you contact one of those organizations and take advantage of the wealth of skill set they have to go ahead and guide you through your process. You don't want to end up in a situation where you have somebody and they take your money and you don't get a resolution. So that's one of the important things that you want to look out for. Again, one of the things you want to raise to is taking on mediation as a way to resolve your problem. Make sure you want to have cooperation between the parties. It's going to be a situation where people are going to force you to go ahead and cooperate. Remember, it's between the parties. The solution is going to come from the parties. The other thing about mediation you want to know is that at any time, either party could go ahead and withdraw from the negotiation, the mediation. And while that could be a bad thing, it's also a good thing, but stay in the course and find a resolution. We listed those items basically as disadvantages, but obviously one could see how those things are sometimes additive, unlike a situation where you have a forced circumstances in the court of law. You're not available. I mean, it's not available to you have that level of flexibility. So, I mean, some people see those things as a disadvantage, but in some ways it could work to you as an advantage. Now we go into the advantages of mediation. Mediation can be carried out relatively quickly when compared to litigation. You have cases sometimes going on for months and years, whereas if parties are completely vested in getting a resolution, you could turn around and have a solution within days. And obviously with time, you save money. So mediation is really something you want to look at if you want to go ahead, get to the bottom of things and save time and money. Is something that you want to look at. Mr. Edwards kind of alluded to it. When you're going ahead and you enter into mediation, it kind of shows goodwill. You don't want to go directly to an adversarial situation, such as in a court. You just want to sit down in a I guess, a non-adversarial situation, and you want to work through your problem. So it works to preserve the relationship that you had with your partner or with your spouse or with anybody. You could work through problems. The other part about mediation is nobody's going to pass judgment on you. It's about the parties, again, working through their issues together. And there's no set outcome as to what's expected. There's a plethora of options that could result in finding a resolution. When you go to a court, there's just limited solutions that you have for going ahead and resolving your issues. But at mediation, there's myriad solutions that you come up with, which lends itself to finding a solution that works best for everybody. If the parties involved in the mediation process arrive at the solution, it's going to work best for everybody because they're vested in the solution. It isn't foisted upon them. It's something that you come up with, the other party come up with, and everybody could live with. So that's another thing. You don't have to live with a decision that's not going to work out for everybody. It's going to be a solution that's the best fit for everybody involved. So that's another good thing. We kind of mentioned it before, but it's flexible. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you could do. You could step outside of the contract. You could have new terms added. It's all up to you. You're not going ahead and you're not locked in by the law per se. It's between you to come up with a flexible solution. And again, the biggest part of it for me in closing out, mediation is something that allows you to manage a conflict. People often take a look at conflict as a bad thing. Conflict, they want to stay away from. But conflict is something that could be used to drive significant progress. And mediation is a way to go about that in an environment set and allows everybody to kind of realize their true potential. So with that, I will close out. I only want to say that in our society, we know that we have a lot of conflicts. And it seems as though every day we hear something that's going to go awry. But with mediation, there's a solution out there for you that you may want to check out. So, Mr. Edwards, thanks again for having me. Appreciate it.
Certainly, and we will hear a little bit more from you as we continue. We are coming into a break, but I just want to pull us back to where we started. We are exploring the relevance and contribution of mediation to a modern society. And as you would have heard earlier from the two previous presenters, Ms. Brasset Henry and now Mr. Kenyon Jervis, what are some of the areas which really drive home the importance of mediation? I believe that mediation is vital in today's society. From the workplace to the community to families, mediation is helping individuals to differences effectively. And that is where the fundamental lines are going to be drawn. It's about settling. It's not about win or lose, but we are entering into situations and we are looking for solutions which are going win-win propositions. It affords persons who are at odds, quarreling parties, a really rare glimpse into some of the issues and the viewpoints of each other. Oftentimes, when we seek to resolve our problems, we are not always mindful, we are not always careful, we are not always very sensitive about the differences in viewpoint. And so by being able to understand where I'm coming from, why is it that myself and Jervis have a dispute? I am holding on hard to a particular thing. It may be a fundamental philosophical issue. It may be because of religious reasons. It may be for any number of reasons. But the moment and the point we get to where we start to understand each other's viewpoint, we can now start to seek to find solutions which are going to be much more fundamentally sustainable. As a relevance to society, one of the things that mediation does is that mediation brings clarity that seldom judicial hearings will never bring. It drills deep down, it impacts emotion, it looks at emotion, it unpacks emotions, which are driving the source of the conflict. One of the important things in this whole process is that mediators, individuals who put themselves forward to be mediators, are usually, from in my experience, a rare kind of a person who are so committed of love and peace and cohesiveness that they take that into the process. And when you build that into the equation of seeking to solve a dispute, one can start to readily understand spillover into society. We will have society with individuals who are in relationship, who better understand each other, who better communicate with each other, who have a greater understanding for their own emotional imbalance, who have greater emotional intelligence in going into these relationships. And therefore, mediation forms the foundation, gives us the ability to build a solid foundation on which to transform our society. The last point there is mediation is a source of transformative change for any society, and certainly it have the ability to do that for the Bahamas. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear a bit of a wrap-up. We will pull these issues together, then we will have a brief wrap session on the other side. We have some questions. We have questions coming in from Guyana. We have questions coming in from Jamaica, certainly from the Bahamas. And we expect persons to call us. You can join us. The numbers are 325-4259, 325-4316. Is it that we have a caller at this point? I'm just checking to see whether or not we have a caller. No, we don't have a caller at this point. So we are going to take our break back. We will read the text that we have. And we also have some individuals who are sitting in the background and who are listening to this conversation. They may have some views. This is the Essentials Reset. Don't move. Come right back.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, no, I won't be afraid.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experienced that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Is the only light we see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
And welcome back to The Essentials, The Reset. We are having a conversation here. We have gathered a cast of international presenter, Ms. Anne-Marie Thompson. You will be hearing from her shortly. She's out of Turks and Caicos. Ms. Brasset Henry, who you heard earlier, from Guyana, and Mr. Kenyon Jervis from right here in the Bahamas. And we're talking about mediation and how it impacts and help us to we're seeking to look at the value and the contribution of mediation in a modern society. Mediation has the power to make decisions and to help decisions between individuals, to create and encourage empowerment. And so we are going to invite Ms. Anne-Marie Thompson, and she's going to come right now to with a bit of a recap and to put in a nice, neat package the issues that we've talked about. And so if you missed something earlier, she's going to sew that up and put a nice bow on it. And it's important. It's important that we understand that the points that we're making here is not simply for academic exploration. These are fundamental issues which are you are able to use as an individual to move your life forward. These are characteristics and issues and points that you can take to ensure that you have a better and more cohesive set of relationships. So, Ms. Anne-Marie Thompson, all the way from Turks and Caicos, presenting on mediation.
Thanks, Hubert, and thanks to everyone for joining us. And it is very important that we reiterate the point that mediation is another option. So litigation is there. We will always have matters going to the court, but there's also the option for mediation. And in this regard, we say thanks to our hardworking judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys, police officers. They are doing a wonderful job. But even so, we are aware that, for example, we still have a backlog of cases. Now, if someone has done you wrong or your family, what is it you need? I know I would want access to justice. I want justice to be served and I want access to justice. But you may have to wait 2 years, 3 years if you go through the court system. And while you wait, there is no closure. Restitution, no. Compensatory damages, no, because you have to wait. But if you were to use mediation, that process, as my colleagues have indicated, it is very fast, it is less adversarial, and it is less expensive. We are having a meeting on Zoom, and you can also have mediation online. So whether you have a small disagreement, a large conflict, mediation is a viable option to go because it works. Now, I mentioned earlier on that if you go by mediation, it is less costly. And that's the truth. If you take a matter to court and you lose, you have to pay the losing party's legal costs. In addition, you have to pay your own lawyer's fee, not to mention what I call hidden costs. Time. That matter going through the court for 2 years, 3 years, invaluable time has to be taken into account, and time has a cost. Whereas, if you use mediation, you can get an independent facilitator. You get yourselves around the table. You have dialogue and you solve the issue. Very importantly, you make the decision. When you go to court, you get a judgment. when you go to court, you may win or lose. With mediation, it's a mutual decision, one that is in your interest. And this is a very good reason for mediation, because your interest and that of the other person are taken into account, and you can have a tailor-made, a customized solution that will work. Meeting with a family conflict or a family disagreement, why would you take that to court? We know that a court is a public space. You know, you go there and persons are in the gallery. Of course, there are exceptions. But if you were to sit around the table, not across the table, because mediation is coming together, finding common good, and not being adversarial, you come together to get a solution. You sit down, you discuss, and you make it work for your good while you preserve relationships. I remember in one of my jobs, I actually worked outside of the country, and I worked at a labor department. And there was a conflict between the union. The employees were stevedores. So the company, it was a port. So there was a conflict between staff and management. And that conflict went on for 23 years. Not kidding, 23 years. They were trying to get to a collective agreement. So every 3 years, they raise the issue, there was an impasse, there would be strikes, and they go back to square one. And just before COVID in 2019, they decided we have to do something different. And guess what? They chose mediation, and it worked. In less than 2 weeks, they brought in an independent mediator. They set up a program. They sat around the table. There are times, you know, they almost went through the door, but they were pulled back because of the mediator. Very skilled, very knowledgeable. And within 2 weeks' time, they had a collective agreement. They could not have 23 years, but they did because of mediation. So mediation worked. And Hubert, I don't know if you remember this. As children, I used to have a best friend, two best friends, Caroline and Orville. And you know, you get into your little squabbles, your little fights, and you say, hey, I'm not going to speak. I would say, okay, I'm not going to speak to Orville today. And you write the notes, and you pass it to Caroline, or you whisper in somebody's ears, and they pass the message. And that, to me, was like mediation. You had somebody in between. And even though you were children, you know, you had that intuition to say, hey, let me get help. So you pass those pieces of paper, or you whisper in a friend's ear, and they pass the message. And by the end of the day, you were as close as, you know, two peas in a pod. So we are saying that at all levels, regardless of the conflict, mediation is here. It works. It's getting both parties sitting around the table line, putting your views, being committed to the process to settle the matter and continue to have a very good relationship. Back to you, Hubert.
And thank you so much. You put a really nice cap on that, the example. 22 years or 23 years, an issue which could not be solved in that amount of time, and with commitment, with a committed and motivated mediator, with the parties willing to stay in the room, it's solved in 2 weeks. That is the power of mediation. That is the power of looking through the lens of, we are going to create a win-win circumstance. We are going to move away from a situation where we maintain an adversarial stance. Because obviously, using that example, a very extreme example, imagine the amount of energy, the time, the value that was lost to that organization haggling for 23 years, something which could be achieved in 2 weeks. So when we look at up to now, and we consider some of the impact on modern society from a practical perspective, I just want to share a couple of things with you. In the process of mediation, the utility is that we can create unity out of conflict. We get to the place where there is greater understanding developed amongst the parties. And that is important. It's not a matter that I am walking away with what I thought I was supposed to get. The other party is going away not having what he thought he was supposed to get. This is a different scenario. We are moving together, having developed greater understanding amongst ourselves. We get to the place where mediation will take you through a process where we understand that it's not really about liking each other, but it's about working out a sense of understanding and working through that with respect for each other. So at the end of the day, we build, we extend, or at least we preserve relationships. People learn to appreciate others for who they are. Often conflicts is about, I wanting you to be something else. I wanting you to respond to me in a different way. I want you to see me in a different light. I am the man, I am the boss. You should respond in a particular way. When you go through the process of mediation, we learn to appreciate persons for who they are, for all of their quirkiness. All of us come with plus and minuses. And when we start to appreciate that, we are better able to coexist. And persons understand, having gone through the mediation process, that differences in point of view doesn't mean that we have to disagree in rancor. We sometimes can agree to disagree. In other words, we find appropriate places and strategically compromise without losing anything in order to preserve what it is that we are seeking, and we come up with great solution, as you would have heard from Anne-Marie, you know, 22 years, 23 years in 2 weeks. It's fundamentally important. Because mediation is applicable to the family unit, and this is one of the things, if nothing else, I would love, and we would love for persons to walk away with this evening. Family unit, the impact that mediation can have on differences and dispute in the family unit. When we consider and contemplate that the family unit is the core of society, and when we have a process to impact that in a significant way, then we start to have better ways of creating resolution. And then we develop at the family level, at the core of society, ways of self-management. And certainly, when that spills over into the wider society, even though we may not see it immediately, it certainly is going to be a good thing. We have a point. You want to make a point, Anne-Marie?
Yes, I agree with you, Hubert, that mediation brings out the best in us. Because through mediation, we learn to communicate. Yeah. We learn to be patient. Mm-hmm. We learn to empathize, because sometimes it's just stepping back and putting yourself in the other person's position. And you listen, and you probably said, gosh, if only I knew, I could. Because it's a process, you know, of moving forward and doing the right thing, which can be very hard. But as you have rightly said, it's not win-lose. I mean, take for instance, you go to the court. Already your mindset is in win-lose. Already you are tense. If you think about mediation, it is much more relaxed. Yeah, you can laugh. Yeah, you can even cry, because it's very expressive and you're doing so in a safe and confidential space. Mm-hmm. There's no judgment. Unlike a matter that goes to the court, you know there's going to be a judgment. Now, at mediation, the records are confidential, they're private. So some of your most inner feelings that you might not have been able to put on the table to get a resolution, at a mediation forum, you can do that. And it's not that mediation is less than a trial, because the mediators are very experienced, they are very trained, and they are very well prepared. So you are getting the best. You are not getting a second level process or service. You are getting good customer service through mediation.
International level. World class.
International. Yes, world class. That is what you are getting. And you're getting value for money, value for time. So definitely, it is something, yes, it is something that we're encouraging. And you mentioned about what is happening socially. We see a lot of disputes among youth, young adults. If we can get them to sit around the table, that would be very helpful, because it's a learning process. It's developing skills that they will take in the work, in other scenarios. So it is a win-win for everyone. And we are almost appealing for persons to use this medium because it works.
Definitely. And, you know, you touch on young people. You know, we see more and more significant, the nature of the conflicts between young people getting more and more significant, more and more dangerous. And we go back to, yes, we are looking at mediation, but we are also considering its relevance and contribution to society. Imagine a society where young people are better prepared, better developed, better socialized through employing uses and structures and systems and processes and strategies emerging out of mediation to traverse this life, to traverse society, to go out in the world and operate in a way where they are not looking to be one up on anybody, but certainly seeking to find balanced solution at any point in time. And I think Anne-Marie, Kenyon, and Brassett, Ms. Henry, to take a pause and to see what the persons out there are asking. We have a number of texts. We have some texts coming in from Jamaica. And I want to, at this point in time, to read a couple before we go into our break in another couple of minutes. The first question someone asks is a mediator considered to be an arbitrator? Who wants to take that quickly? Is a mediator considered to be an arbitrator? Anne-Marie? Are you muted?
Okay, yes, okay, sorry, I got on. So remember, a mediator does not have to be a judge or a lawyer. The person can be a professional, but very knowledgeable in a field. Mm-hmm. And mediation really does not focus on the legality of the matter. Yeah? Now, whereas, if you're dealing with arbitration, the person who facilitates that is usually a judge, because it is very legal centric.
Yeah. And sometimes you have individuals who are not judges. You have individuals who are lawyers. You have individuals who are pastors. You have individuals who are construction experts. So arbitration can come in many different ways, but there is a difference in the two processes, mediation versus arbitration. The next question we have coming in from Jamaica this time is the decision of the mediator binding and final? You know, I can quickly take that. The way I look at it is you can be as binding as you wish. Certainly by agreement, it can be fully binding and fully final, or you can have a circumstance where you come out at the end of the day with a, one of the things that we want persons to not lose sight of is that the process usually takes you to a place where there is mutual agreement. And so to some extent, to some greater extent, despite it not necessarily be binding, as I'm saying, by agreement it can be, but even if it's not binding, the fact that the result is mutual makes a difference. Because individuals have accepted the outcomes and are more likely to abide by these. We have another question here. When someone chooses mediation over, why would someone choose mediation over other forms of dispute resolution? Ms. Henry, you want to take that one? Why would someone choose mediation over other forms of dispute resolution?
Hi, Ms. Edwards. Sure. Just to reiterate what Mr. Jervis would have stated earlier, mediation would be a less costly option. It's also though compared to other methods of alternative dispute resolution. It is very efficient to mention that as well. And there are a wide range of settlement options. You're not just limited to whatever the court would have designated. It is also an informal process, and it's not focused on a winner or a loser. There's no defendant or respondent, plaintiff, none of that. It allows for parties to preserve a bond that they would have had going for previous and prior years. It is also a confidential method of alternative dispute resolution as compared to litigation, where you would, where parties are normally entitled to disclose, and these things do become public records. Back to you, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you so much. And I think that is so important, that when we understand the pros and the cons of this, that sometimes a lot, in many instances, one of the points which Ms. Henry made is that too many persons are not having their problems resolved because they cannot afford to access the formal legal system. Mediation provides you with a means of doing so at reasonable cost. There may be a cost involved. Sometimes there's no cost involved, depending on the approach you take. But if you certainly go the route of engaging professional mediators, there definitely will be a cost. The issue is when you look at the pros and the cons versus the cost you have to pay for yourself, for your lawyers, so on and so forth, and outcome where sometimes you destroy relationships. There is great value in doing so. And so we want to encourage individuals to consider it. And we're not saying that there is no utility in the legal system. There's a place for that. It has a place. We are making the argument tonight that the two systems can coexist. Alternative dispute resolution, of which you have mediation is one, you could have early negotiation, and these are ways of dealing with conflict. But we are saying that in a modern society, the way we have experienced the legal system, the way we seek to secure access to justice and fairness, it creates the opportunity for more persons to be in a position where they can solve their problems. I want to shoot this one over to Mr. Jervis. What happens, this person asks, what happens if there is no settlement agreement at the end of the mediation process? So you go through the whole process and there is no settlement. What next, Mr. Jervis?
So that's a very good question. So the thing about mediation is its flexibility. So if things don't work out for that time, unfortunately, you lose the time and you lose the cost put in there. But that doesn't stop you from coming back to the table and going at it again. Or if you so choose, you could go ahead and follow the legal route. You could take it to court. So it doesn't preclude you from finding other options. This is why mediation is so good. And really, it should be recommended as your kind of your first foray into any sort of dispute. Maybe let's take a look at this in mediation, and if it doesn't work, we go ahead and use another method. So I mean, going the mediation route doesn't stop you. You could look at it as something that you could go down that road the first time. If it doesn't work out, you come back to the table. If coming back to the table is something that you find is not going to work out for you, you may want to take it before the courts. So I think it's going to be a good option for anybody looking to resolve a conflict that they may have between them and another party.
Definitely, that's a great way of putting it. We often understand that we're not providing you, or we're not having a discussion with you. Here are some possible options. Mediation is one. If it doesn't work for you for whatsoever reason, if absolutely there's no way of doing this, And the formal legal system, the formal judiciary system is the way to advance your cause. And certainly you want to go about it. But think about this. Why not give it a shot early? And it may just work. You may just save a lot of costs, and you may preserve your relationship. And in the process, you may learn a lot about yourself. You may learn a lot about the other individual, and you create an environment where there is a potential for exploring emotions and for having an individual who is independent, who is committed, not only just to you, but even to the broader ideals of society. To help you solve a problem, there is so much that we can learn in that whole process. You're listening to The Essentials, The Reset. We're having a conversation this evening with a cast of individuals from Guyana, Ms. Brasidhari Thompson from the Turks and Caicos, Mr. Kenyon Jervis from the Bahamas, and Hubert Edwards right here in the Bahamas via Jamaica. And we're having a discussion around mediation. We're exploring the relevance and contribution of arbitration in modern society. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, maybe we will have some of the experts right here in the Bahamas. Maybe they will step out of the shadows and we will hear from them. We are also entreating you to give us a call at 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316, or our text line 422-4796. You're listening to The Essentials, The Reset. Don't move. I'm right back.
And the moon is the only light we see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. As you stand by me.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions, practical solutions delivered.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. Print with the best. Print with Printmasters.
As you stand by me.
And welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to Tracy Chapman in the background. That's been our theme for this evening. And certainly this is what mediation is about. It's about individuals standing by others, a mediator coming in between the conflicting parties, if you will, and standing by them to ensure that at the end of the day, the resolution is met. Imagine having going through a process. When we look at it through the lens of society, where we start to understand how the management of emotions can be better done, when we learn to appreciate how our own personal behaviors negatively affect each other, mediation does that. In the traditional way of adjudication issues, you're not likely to get that type of insight. Imagine going through a process where there's for fundamental behavioral adjustments. Let me say that again. Fundamental behavioral adjustments leading to a higher quality of living and interacting with each other, leading to better cohesive relationship, leading to a state where individuals want to engage. Imagine going through a process which allows the party a chance to develop an understanding of how to deal with the issues, not just at the point it is now being solved, but going forward. Mediation is forward-looking in that it gets to the root or allows the individual in the hands of a skilled mediator to get to the root of the problem such that they are empowered to deal with the issues going forward. Think about the application to society. Think about persons who are whether physically fighting or at war of words or who have financial challenges with each other, think about how we can solve those issues and then move forward because we are now better prepared. Imagine a process where persons accept responsibility for the part that they play in creating the conflict in the first instance, thereby laying the foundation for strengthening of the relationship. Oftentimes, the reason relationships cannot be sustained because no one accepts responsibility. And imagine a process which provides solace for families, solace for persons who are interacting, and creates an opportunity for a greater level of solace across a nation, across a region. Mediation provides that. I know, Ms. Henry, you had something that you wanted to add to a question which was asked earlier. You could go ahead right now and share that with our audience. And then we'll invite those persons who are sitting in the wings to step forward into the light and engage with us.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. I wanted to touch on the question asking who can be a mediator. Anybody can be a mediator. There are no prerequisites to becoming a mediator. You know, take it for example, here in Guyana and in the wider Caribbean, you have a typical issue at home and, you know, we have the inquisitive neighbor. That same neighbor can act as a third party that intervenes and help both parties in the home to come to, so to say, a compromise and come to a mutually beneficial decision that both parties can walk away happy with. Also, I would like to touch on the question that asks, what can be done if both parties or either party is not satisfied is going or the outcome of the mediation process? It is important to reiterate that at any point in time, either party can walk away from mediation if they are not satisfied with that. That's one of the benefits of mediation. If you're not satisfied, you can always walk away from the negotiation table. Back to you, Mr. Edwards.
And that is so important. And so we want to leave that understanding in the minds of individuals that, you know, it's not the end in all. We're not proposing that this is a panacea, but you need to go into it with a level of flexibility. You need to understand really that it is not that you go down one road and there's absolutely no other option. There is flexibility at the end of the day. And so right now we are inviting persons to call in to continue to give us your sending your messages, and we will read those. We are inviting some of our expert observer, if they wish at this point in time, to step forward and provide us with panel or to expand on our commentary that we have been engaging in up to this point. So we're waiting. I'm trying to get to another question. Let's put our heads together. Let's assume that we have a single mother. She has three children. Let's put it together in real life circumstance. She has three children with two different fathers. And there is a conflict because sometimes two fathers turn up at the same place and, you know, somebody is at loggerheads. Let's wrap our minds around how mediation might be able to help such a circumstance, to enable this interesting family unit, because they are a family unit nonetheless, to come together to understand that they can resolve the differences for the benefit of the kids. If I was to throw that to you, Miss Anne-Marie Thompson, how would you entreat both the fathers, the two fathers, and the mother to approach this particular issue?
Well, you know, Hubert, mediation is really looking at the issues at hand. I know it's probably easier said than done to take away the personalities, but let's really think about it. There are children who are involved, and that would be the highest priority, the best interest of the children. And if that is so, then there has to be somewhere family can sit around the table and work together as a unit, because until that child or those children become adults, all of those, both sets of parents will have to interact. So my suggestion would be, as a starting point, get around the table, take the personalities out of it, and look at the best interest of the children. See where you can give and take. And very importantly, Hubert, forgiveness. We have to stress forgiveness. For mediation to work and work well, it's not only compromising, but forgiving and moving on. And get a facilitator who is trained, one probably who is trained in family psychology, that can help to steer the process and be committed. Give it your best. Yes, you can always walk away, but let that be in the back of your minds. Because if that is an option, rarely you won't get full commitment. Mm-hmm. So once you go to the table, concentrate on looking at the issues and resolving the issues, not to win them, but to arrive at a mutually beneficial solution going forward. Back to you.
I think that is so, so important, where we get to the place where we are solving not just on the face of it, but we are solving at such a deep level that it's possible to facilitate this level of forgiveness. This is the difference, one of the fundamental difference between what mediation can do for the society compared to other traditional form. Mr. Jervis, As an individual who is in the telecommunications business, have you ever encountered a circumstance which mediation would have solved, but because persons took a different route, it escalated to something which could have been avoided?
So definitely, I mean, on a daily basis, you could have an issue that could go ahead and spiral and escalate out of control. With another operator, with customers and whatnot. Many issues that you encounter could be easily and probably best solved with some sort of mediation. what we see a lot of is people come in volatile, that hot-tempered, losing service, or there's somebody's unsatisfied with the level of service that they're getting. A lot of time, people just need to go ahead and vent and get it out and get a clear communication, kind of move through that conflict, and then together, operator, customer, we have a solution. Let's kind of go ahead and settle on a time. Let's see how we could resolve this. So there's any number of situations where alternative dispute resolution could be employed to go ahead and help us solve our problems without escalating to a point where relationships break down. You potentially lose a customer or a partner. So, yeah, I mean, it's a daily thing. I wish we could see more of it, really.
And that is so important. When we look at how the players in this whole process can create impact and create value, one of the things which really come to the fore based on my experience within this particular space, and, you know, having had the opportunity to interact with a number of persons who participate as either mediator or arbitrator, having the opportunity to sit in conferences or to sit in lectures and to hear how these things are done, one of the things which come through very, very forcefully is the willingness and, well, I say one of the things, but maybe some of the things, willingness, commitment, and motivation of the mediators. If we are going to have a successful way of helping to transform society through this option of alternative dispute resolution, then we need to have motivated, committed, and willing mediators. Now, this makes a fundamental difference if you compare and contrast it with the setting in a court. It's by no means saying that the judge isn't willing, motivated to move society in a particular way. But the judge comes within certain confines, and he has certain restrictions around the way that he can operate. And this is where the advantage for mediation arises, emerges, and becomes very prominent, because one can reach the type of desired outcomes in a process where there is peace, and I could even throw in the idea of love being built, because the parties are committed. Not only the two individuals or the persons on the different side of the issues, but often we find, based on my experience, that the mediators themselves are so engaged and so committed to having a better type of a society that when we talk about exploring the relevance and the contribution, this is where the line is drawn. This is where the difference becomes significant, stand out. And when we think about the areas of our society which needs to be revamped, if you will, where we need work, where we need to reorganize and in some instances re-engineer our social interaction, we can start to understand that the process of going through a mediation, the processes, the strata employed, the way the thing is set up, the fact, as Anne-Marie said earlier, the creation of a safe space for discussion, it provides that foundation, that facilitation for great things to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to almost the end of this session. I am sure that you, as I would have done here, would have learned a significant amount from this. I hope that the contributions have been valuable. I hope that at this point in time, you now have a greater insight as to the options which are out there for you. And so as we bring this to a close, I'm going to go around the table again and to ask my colleagues to put your final word on this. If there is one thing that you want to leave for our listening audience. We have, I know, based on the communication via social media, that a person's listening in America, a certain person's listening out of Guyana and right here in the Bahamas. What would be the one thing you want to leave with each of these individuals who are listening? We want to start with Ms. Brasset Henry out of Guyana. Your final word, Brasset.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Edwards. Throughout this discourse, the issue has been raised constantly. When is negotiation available? Negotiation is available or best suited for a situation where both sides have the ability and the intention to use constructive communication, or they do not need assistance to communicate or make decisions. It can also be beneficial to parties who want to maintain a continuing relationship or who want to control the outcome of the dispute rather than accept an imposed outcome. Another thing or another situation where negotiation can be valuable is where the parties would want to keep discussions confidential, or also even if they want to find creative ways to resolve the dispute that satisfy both sides. That's all I'd like to add to the discussion for now, Mr. Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we want to give our shout out to the persons over there in Guyana who I know you have drawn to the show this evening who are listening, for persons to understand that, yes, you know, especially within a certain socioeconomic demographic, communication is a way of getting your dispute resolved. And you may make the argument, I can't afford to go to court, I can't afford lawyers. Always think about that there's another option, and mediation is it. Mr. Jervis, representing right here in the Bahamas, what would be your final words, sir?
So, I mean, appreciate the opportunity. We'd just like everybody listening to understand that, look, we're a modern progressive society, and going are the days where we don't have options. So like you said earlier, go ahead, seek out your options. Don't be afraid of conflict. It isn't always a bad thing. Learn how to use conflict in a productive way. Mediators could help you. We have local arms of two of the biggest institute of mediators in the world. Go ahead and seek them out and go ahead and check out the services that they offer. I mean, it may be a better fit for you. So we're in a place now where we have options. Go ahead and use them. And I just hope that what we were able to do tonight kind of opened people's eyes as to what we have available here in the Bahamas.
Our expertise and knowledge to this process. Ms. Thompson from Turks and Caicos, what would you want to leave with the audience here in the Bahamas, persons listening from Jamaica, Diana, and certainly right there in Turks and Caicos?
Well, I know that most persons, once you hear the word court, there's credibility. Everybody knows what a court is. It's in our laws and it's respected. Maybe new for some persons, but just to let you know that the judiciary right across the Caribbean is in support of mediation. In the Bahamas, you have, for instance, the Chartered Institute of Arbitrators. You have a branch there. In the Turks and Caicos Islands, we have a mediation center. In Jamaica, you have the Jamaica International Arbitration Center. So when we speak about mediation, we have strong institutions that back the process. The court does. And of course, we are working towards getting statute in many jurisdictions. So it is not a playground. It is a very credible and respected process. Many countries have signed international treaties at the highest level, including at the United Nations. So just to let you know that mediation is a credible process. It's recognized. It has teeth. And it has feet. Thank you.
And thank you so much. And, you know, it's certainly a pleasure to engage you. Clearly, the preparation that went into this process was important. But to be here tonight to share, and I have the opportunity to be a part of this team, it was really, really a tremendous experience. For persons out there, the good thing about our radio show is that it will be available online going forward, www.guardian.com. So if you missed this, or if you know of someone who should have heard this, then certainly you want to point them in this direction. In closing, I just want to say Mediation has tremendous potential as a mechanism for transformation of people, organizations, and society. You would have heard tonight an example where an organization was stuck in a vortex for 23 years trying to solve a problem which mediation unraveled in 2 years. Mediators are early adopters of what is soon to become mainstream. Mediation has been around for a while, but I can say this to you with great confidence, that it is now picking up steam. And as we move forward, as the court system reforms itself, as the judicial system reforms itself, and as we have heard before, it is becoming more and more acceptable that alternative dispute resolution, whether it's mediation or arbitration, early negotiation, wins is used, is becoming more accepted by the traditional side of the process. And so join the early adopters, become a part of the process, be the individual who are at the front of the line where you get your issues solved. So I believe that this evening, we are witnesses to a process of integration of mediation within the legal system and within our society. Mediation is going to be a permanent tool for ongoing democratization, socialization, humanization of institutions and organizations, and I dare say, of the wider society. It has become not just a process for solving disputes, but a way of life, a way of doing business. And in doing so, mediation offers a unique opportunity to make the world a better place, to make our families a better place. The point we are making to you, Anne-Marie Thompson, Brasset Henry, Kenyon Jervis, and Hubert Edwards tonight, is that mediation works and it should be considered. You're listening to The Essentials, The Reset. We always like to end our show by saying, do not allow your greatness become a victim of your unwillingness to change. All that's left to say to you tonight is, walk good, one love, and Ubuntu. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, no, I won't, no, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.